Well, finally tonight, on Tuesday, K-Hum morning DJ Cliff Berkowitz invited me onto his show to talk about a story I wrote last week in the North Coast Journal about the proposed Eureka to Arcata bike and pedestrian trail and about the enormous political hurdles that advocates of that trail are facing. Berkowitz, an avid cyclist, had this to say.
Being a avid cyclist myself, you know, I can tell you, riding on the freeway, not the safest thing to do.
Nah, it's not pleasant, you know, the big trucks come by.
No, I've had several close calls that just make my heart pound. Mm-hmm. You know, people do this for their health, but of course, you know, getting hit by a truck or a car certainly does not add to your level of health in any way.
Well, if you saw this morning's Time Standard, you know what happened just a few hours after that interview aired. On his bicycle ride home from Eureka from the K-Home Studios here in Ferndale, Berkowitz was involved in an accident with a motorcyclist that landed him in the hospital with very serious injuries. Now Berkowitz is off the air for the time being, but he's already pledging to step up his efforts to advocate for safe bicycle alternatives here in Humboldt County. And he's here with us on the line. Cliff Berkowitz, how are you feeling?
Well, as I said before, I've been better.
Yeah.
But all in all, doing pretty good.
I understand you're back. Are you in the hospital? Are you calling from the hospital now?
Yes, actually, I'm back in the hospital because I was experiencing some more pain. So they did some more X-rays and found that I had not one but four broken ribs, and I also have a broken collarbone and a partially collapsed lung.
Oh my God! I'm so sorry to hear that. It's quite terrible. How did the accident happen?
Well, I mean, it's as I talked about during our interview, one of the most dangerous parts of the ride, if you're riding on a freeway, is crossing the off ramps, because cars are looking to get off the freeway, not necessarily looking for you. And what happened was, I was at the Elk River exit. I stopped and looked to see if there were any cars or vehicles coming my way. I always looked to see if there were cars in the right lane. That's the one that's going to exit.
Mm-hmm.
And it appeared clear. So I proceeded across the Elk River exit and kept my eye on my rear view, of course. And immediately I saw a motorcycle come up on me fast. Now, I don't know how it showed up there so fast. My guess is, and this is pure speculation, is that he was in the left lane and went, oh, that's my exit, and zipped right over and didn't see me. Because the area that I got hit at the exit, I was practically already across at the door plane when I was hit.
Oh my God! Well, yeah, it's a harrowing experience for sure, and yeah, it's very sorry to hear. And we extend our sympathies that you're back in the hospital again. We are certain that everything's going to be all right, and that you know, the doctors down there at St. Joe's the best; they're taking care of you.
Yeah.
But you've been saying since the accident that you wanted to do some work. You've been a cyclist, a bicycling commuter here for a number, I think, months now. You've been doing it full time.
Been doing it for over a year now.
Over a year, and so now you have a sort of a message in a program that you want to get out there now, as far as you know, safer cycling alternatives. Yeah.
Right. Well, what I would like to do is seizing upon the information in your article, Hank. I want to start pushing hard for those public right-of-ways to be turned over to cyclists and be made into trails. We've got an amazing set of trail networks that are basically trail banks at this point, held by aging, decrepit tracks that the most pie-in-the-sky estimates show will rarely, realistically, probably never be put into use again. You know, these right-of-ways are already there, and a lot of people think they are owned by the railroad. They're not. As you know, they are public right-of-ways. The public owns them. And I want to push very hard to get safe alternatives for a lot of us commuters who like to drive around Humboldt County to be able to drive safely off the roads, off the freeways.
Now, according to the Time Standard this morning, the CHP reported that you had made an unsafe turn, that it was determined that you were at fault in this accident. Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with that. And as a matter of fact, I put in a call to the CHP. I mean, the fact is, I'm sure we're pretty much relying on the motorcyclist's word on this point. Although I was interviewed during my time in ER, I don't remember much of it. I was really out of it. I was doped up on pain medication and in a lot of pain. So I don't really even recall what I even said to them. But I would like a chance to make a statement to the CHP to give them my viewpoint as to what happened. Because safety is always my number one concern. I mean, I always wear a bright jacket. I've got three flashing lights. I've got tire flies, which are lights on all my wheels, plus a reflective stripe on my jacket and on my feet as well. I mean, I'm lit up like a Christmas tree.
Well, Cliff Berkowitz, I know I can speak for everybody at the station here when we wish you and your wife Amy well, and we hope that we're sure that you'll be a speedy recovery.
Well, thank you much.
And everybody misses you here. Well, thank you very much, Cliff Berkowitz, and that's going to do it for the Humboldt Review this week. Thanks again to all our guests. The Humboldt Review is available as a podcast from iTunes. This week's episode should be posted tomorrow. You can also get the show at our webpage, khum.com. If you have comments or suggestions for the program, we'd love to hear them. You can email me at hank@khum.com. The show is produced by John Matthews. I'm Hank Sims, editor of the North Coast Journal Weekly. Pick up a copy of the North Coast Journal. Our cover story this week is called Living the Folk Life, and it's a series of conversations with local musicians who will be performing at the 29th annual Humboldt Folklife Festival, which gets underway in Blue Lake on Sunday. Stay tuned to K-Hum. Amy Berkowitz, the valiant Amy Berkowitz, is up next. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.